Welcome to our year of active faith. This is the Jimmy Macharia podcast, and we are glad you have tuned in today. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This year, God wants you to activate your faith, build your spiritual life, and have meaning in all areas of your life. Enjoy this episode as we dig deep into faith.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. Now, are you ready for 2024? Are you ready for 2024? I did not ask you to come. I'm asking you, are you ready for 2024? Oh, yes. 2024 is coming. sit down for a minute. Every year, God speaks to us, and God sees us through the word. The word carries us over the year. Amen. And this year that we are entering into, God has given us a word. And that word is going to carry us until next year, a time like this. Next year, a time like this, you'll be here. It will be different. The sound will be different. The floor will be different. But one thing will be sure is that His word will come to pass. So 2024. All right. Are you ready for 2024? The Spirit of the Lord gave me a word for 2024. All right. And I want to share with you that word. But some of you are seated down, so I cannot share the word. Well, 2024 is our year of active faith. Active faith. Oh, yes. Active faith. Wow. Tell your neighbor, active faith. Wow. Next year, you are going to be a man and a woman of active faith. You are not going to tell people stories. They will see it through your life. Are you ready for 2024? Lift up your hand and say, oh Lord, 2024 is my year of active faith. My faith will be active. Clap your hands and pray that prayer for a minute. Kalabashamba dabala dabala remba katola badala badala badala. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because 2024
is our year
of active faith.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. So let me explain to you what active faith means. Sit down. Put for us the video. Maybe it will sound better from the video. Amen. The Bible says, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith with my works. That is going to be our theme for the year. Our theme scripture is going to be James chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Are you listening to me? Now, this year, your faith must be stirred up. Actually, the Holy Spirit told me that the only people who will survive 2024 are the people who don't walk by sight, but by faith. Because everything in this world is going to look dark and difficult. So if you look with your eyes, you will not have hope. But if you walk by faith, you will emerge on top. So this year, your faith must be activated. Amen. For us to see the move of God, we must have radical faith. This year is our year of radical faith. Tell your neighbor, I'm not expecting to see your No, I want radical faith. Not sissy faith. We must have violent faith. I heard a story of a certain man who, a certain lady actually, they went to the first hospital. Their child was declared dead. They went to the second hospital. The child was declared dead. They went to the third hospital and the child was declared dead. And the woman said, my pastor said, this year we are not going to bury our children. So she took her child home. Yeah? Placed the child in her bedroom. This was around 2 a.m. By around 10 a.m., the child who had been declared dead in three hospitals sneezed and woke up. This year, those are going to be your testimonies. Those are going to be our testimonies. Men and women who belong to this commission, you are going to experience great miracles because of your violent faith. Oh, yes. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, this year, my faith will be stirred up. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, and verse 11 to 12, that from the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and only the violent shall take it by force. Whatever God has for you in 2024, I need to see violent believers, men of violent faith. They are going to rise up. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Now, there are several things that you must know about this faith for this year before we go and celebrate. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, this year, if I must drive a car, it is not by my money in the account. It is by faith. Oh yes. Let them laugh at you. I had another testimony. Sit down so that I tell you the testimony. Hey. I had a what? These are true documented testimonies. And if it can happen for them, it can also happen for us. They can say you are stupid, but it's okay. This lady, all right, her child died at the hospital. And they were together with her elder sister. And when the doctor said, your child is dead, she said, no, my child cannot be dead. The doctors even told her, you are rude. Take your dead child somewhere else. So she took the child. And as they were walking out, she heard the voice of the Spirit saying, is so and so not your father? Hasn't he said 1, 2, 3, 4? And she laid her hand on the dead child and said, my child cannot die. The child did not wake up, but she went with the dead child to the house and laid the child on the whatever and kept on saying, my child cannot die. That is radical faith. Several hours later, the child sneezed and woke up. Active faith. If you're going to wait on the government and you're going to wait on the day the economy will change for your life to turn around, this is not your service. This is a service for men who this year, financially, you will prosper. Maritally, you'll do well. All round, you are going to do well. Why? By faith. Active faith. We are going to exercise active faith. Luke 5:20, Amplified Version. You see, some of the people next to you, they can't believe what I'm saying. But look at them and tell them, you'll watch. Yes. When Jesus saw their active faith, springing from confidence in him, he said, man, your sins are forgiven. God can see an active faith. Yes. And 2024 is not our year of depending on an uncle, depending on I don't know who, depending on I don't know who. 2024, our eyes are on God. And actively we will believe him for miracles. Oh yes. Turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, I don't know about you, but this year my faith will be active. Amen. Now, Exodus chapter number 14. Amen. Exodus 14. I think that watch is correct, all right? The Bible says, now the children of Israel, they have come from Egypt. and they are going to a promised land. All right? They are going to a promised land. And the Bible says that while they were moving, they looked behind them and they saw the Egyptian army was coming. Then they looked ahead of them and there was the Red Sea. And they began to cry. And they cried. And the Bible says in Exodus 14 verse 15 and 16, the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? I mean, some people are here. When you look ahead, you see the Red Sea. When you look behind you, you see auctioneers. You cannot see help. And you've been crying. But this year the Lord says, stop crying. It's time for you to move forward. So, active faith means you must move forward. So in 2024, the Lord is telling somebody, stop crying. Tell the children of Israel to go forward. I want you to know this year. Eh? Nemuraiwa. Ebushika imaskia ako hivi sema, are you listening to me? Listen, this year, you must move forward. Anybody who has been stagnated the whole of 2023, 2024, rise up and move forward. Active faith means it is your time to move forward. Pastor, how? I don't know. Me, I'm a messenger. I've come to tell you, rise up and move forward. Mnanisikia? Eh? Kama ni masomo, songa mbele. Kama ni biashara, songa mbele. Kama ni kuoa, songa mbele. Kama ni kujenga, songa mbele. Eh? Kama ni nini ingine? Kama ni kuzaa, songa mbele. Kama ni kupanda kanisa, songa mbele. 2024, active faith means move forward. I need you to help me preach. Tell somebody, I'm moving forward in 2024. Shout, I'm moving forward. The Lord is telling somebody, stop crying. You have been crying the whole of 2023. Oh, Zakayo. Oh, Keare. Oh, Mafuta. Oh, Unga. I am moving all of you from the crying realm to the moving realm. Oh yes, 2024. You are not supposed to look at your account. You are not supposed to look at your background. You are not supposed to look at what you used to have. If it is a boyfriend that you don't want anymore, move. I say move. So 2024 is not a time to cry. Is a time to move forward. Number two. I'll be teaching you starting Sunday. Yeah? I will teach you active faith. How to get faith, how to walk in faith. All those things I'm going to teach. All right? Starting on Sunday. Today I'm just giving you, you know, what it means. Number two, you must obey in 2024. Active faith means active obedience. Active obedience. Look at verse 16. The Bible says, all right, verse 16. The Bible says, lift up your rod and stretch out. You see, when God tells you to move forward, some of you are going to just shout, amen. But then you stay. Okay? For you to experience active faith, you must obey the instruction. Faith is obedience, and obedience is faith. If you're going to move and begin to see active faith, you must move. Look, the Bible says, stretch, lift up your rod, stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. You see, God is not coming to do anything for you. He's just giving you instructions, instructions. If you do them, you are going to experience miracles in your life. This year is a year of obedience. All miracles are preceded by an instruction. The highest form of faith is obedience. Amen. All right? That is why Jesus always used to tell somebody, take up your mat and walk. It is obedience that will create your miracle. So faith is nothing if you don't do something about it. Amen. So we have 4 minutes. So I have two more points before. Number three, it means you must speak. Faith cannot work. The highest expression of faith is in the speaking. All right? So this year you must speak faith. Whatever the Lord tells you to do or says to you, speak it. That is why Mark chapter 11 and verse 26 and 27 says, whatever you say, what you say to this mountain, when you say to this mountain, be removed, what you shall receive whatever you say. So this year that we are entering into is not a year of saying I am a hustler, because you shall receive it. It's not a year of saying I am defeated, because you'll be defeated. It's not a year of saying I am poor, because you will be poor. It is not a year of saying that I cannot make it, because you will not make it. This year, whatever you say, you shall receive. So if you say I am poor, you shall receive poverty. Somebody needs to shout, this year, I am blessed. This coming year, I am above. I am not beneath. This coming year, I will be lifted high. This coming year, my financial world is changing. Don't underestimate the power of your mouth, because this year you shall only receive what you say. Your tongue is the only expression of your faith. If I want to know your faith, I listen to your words. If your words are full of fear and defeat, I know that's where your faith is. If your words are full of hope and positivity, then I know that you are full of positivity. Well, we have 57 seconds, 55. Towards the new year, I want you to use your mouth to speak into your 2024. Are you ready? Are you ready? Kalabasata labaya. Begin to open your mouth and say, this year it shall be well with me. This year I shall be above. I shall not be beneath. This year, I shall live. I shall not die. In 8, 7,
6, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, celebrate. Celebrate Jesus. Give the Lord a shout. Welcome to 2024. The year of active. Why don't you tell your neighbor Happy New Year? Give them a high five and tell them Happy New Year. I want us to give the Lord a praise and a dance. Just a few. Are you ready to give the Lord a shout and a praise? We are entering the new year with a praise. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Are you ready?
Praise him in an African way.
Oh, ngai wakwane munene, ngai wakwane munene.
wakwati kamau ngai wakwati mosembi ngai wakwane monene ngai wakwane ngai
ngai wakwane monene ngai wakwane monene ngai wakwane monene na ngai wakwane ngai.
So we must praise him.
Praise him in an African way.
Which is the lower one? The lower one is what?
Lord Jehovah Oklo. Oklo Jehovah Oklo. Oklo Jehovah Oklo. Oklo Jehovah.
Is that low? Okay, take us there.
Oklo Jehovah. Oklo Jehovah. Oklo Jehovah. Oklo Jehovah. Oklo Jehovah. Oklo Jehovah. Oklo. Ni wara no no anyone want ni wara no no.
Praise him.
Praise him in an African way.
Kaiwa kwa kaiwa kwa e.
Kaiwa kwa we wa mage. Oh, kaiwa kwa kaiwa kwa e. Kaiwa kwa we wa mage.
Must praise him.
Praise him in an African way.
Wow. Happy New Year. The year of active. This year, you will move forward. This year, you will obey. This year, you will see tangible miracle. Shout amen if you believe it. This year, it will not be by merit. It will not be by your education. It will not be by your connection. It will be by faith. Shout yes. Yes. This year, cancer will fall off. This year, people will build houses.
Amen.
This year, people will start businesses.
Amen.
This year, you will enlarge.
Amen.
To the right.
Amen.
Enlarge.
Amen.
To the left.
Amen.
You will enlarge to the north.
Amen.
You will enlarge to the south.
Amen.
If you believe it, shout your loudest amen.
Amen.
This year, God will go before you.
Amen.
Behind you, round about you. This year you shall prosper. You shall do well. Lift up your hand and say,
oh Lord,
as I clap my hand, I pray that this year your will be done in my life. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Shambalaba kapalamandalaba. Rembala baka palamanda la baka, rembala bada da 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 ba, rambala baba baba ba, rakala ba shanda la barianda la ba, ekala mambala bada bada ba, rambala da da basha, rembala bada bada ba, rekala manda la baka, rekala baba 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 ya. This year, I will walk by faith. I will live by faith. I will do all that I do by faith.
Amen.
I will rise by faith.
Amen.
I will enlarge by faith.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
This year,
God is going to turn around so many people's lives.
Amen.
This year, the greatest investment will be in your faith.
Amen.
In your belief in God.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I want us to pray one prayer. Lord, make the path straight.
Amen.
For me this year.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Are you able to pray that prayer?
Oh, yes.
The Bible says it straightens the crooked path. And tonight, we are saying, Lord, straighten my path in 2024.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift up your hand, say,
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
straighten my path.
Straighten my path.
All the crooked paths.
All the crooked paths.
In 2024,
in 2024,
let them be made straight.
Let them be made straight.
As I clap my hands,
oh, yes.
As I pray.
Amen.
I ask you to straighten my path.
Straighten my path in 2024.
All the crooked paths.
All the crooked paths.
Make them straight.
Make them straight.
Make them straight.
Make them straight, oh Lord.
Shamba dadaba kalamandalaba. Yes. Yes. Straighten them.
Straighten
all the crooked paths.
Every crooked path.
Make them straight.
Make it straight, oh Lord.
Make them straight.
Make them straight, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh
Shandala Bakala Bashandala Baya. Oh God. Oh God.
Go ahead of me, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Every crooked path.
Every crooked path. Straighten it. Straighten it. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The Bible also says that He will all the parts that are rough.
Yes.
He will soften them.
Amen.
We are asking the Lord to soften the rough parts.
Amen.
Some of you have been walking on very rough paths.
Mm.
But the Lord is saying, I will soften your paths.
Amen.
This year.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lift up your hands, say, Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Every crooked and every rough path.
Every crooked and every rough path.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Smoothen it.
Smoothen it.
2024.
2024.
Hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
And walk me through smooth paths.
And walk me through smooth paths.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands.
I pray.
I pray, Lord.
Oh
every
God.
Rough path, every rough path.
Baradaba
Shandalabaya. In the name of Jesus.
Oh yes.
Every crooked path.
Every crooked path.
Smoothen it.
Smoothen it,
oh Lord.
Smoothen it.
Smoothen it, oh Lord.
Smoothen it.
Smoothen it, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Now the Bible says that you shall say to this mountain.
Yes.
Be removed.
Yes.
And it shall be removed.
Amen.
Any mountain in your life.
Yes.
It can be education.
Yes.
It can be rent.
Yes.
It can be, you don't know what is going to happen this year. Whatever mountain.
Yes.
That you are facing in 2024.
Yes.
We are speaking to that mountain.
In the name of Jesus.
From now on, you shall use your mouth to speak to mountains.
Amen.
Not to complain about the mountain.
Oh, yes.
Speak to the mountain and tell the mountain, I command you,
in the name of Jesus.
Come out.
Get out of my way.
In the name of Jesus.
Now
point at the mountains in your life. Say, every mountain
facing me in
2024,
I command you,
in the name of Jesus,
get out.
I approach you
as I clap my hand,
as I pray.
I uproot every mountain.
I uproot every mountain.
Out.
Out of my way.
Out of my
path.
Financial mountain.
Marital mountain.
Ministerial mountain.
Demonic mountain.
Disease mountain.
Out
in the name of Jesus.
Come on, come on.
Shabala bakato.
Reba hadula badaba dabaya. Oh yes, I speak to the mountain, be uprooted and be planted yonder in the name of Jesus. I decree over my life, mountains are defeated in the name of Jesus. Now the final prayer, our second last prayer, we are praying against death. You will not die.
Amen.
In 2024.
Amen.
Your children will not die.
Amen.
In 2024.
Amen.
We are praying that there will be a hedge.
Amen.
Around you.
Amen.
In 2024.
In the name of Jesus.
Around your children.
Thank you, Lord.
Around your family.
Oh, yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Do you believe in those prayers?
Believe it.
Oh yes. I don't know why you came, but I came to pray myself into 2024.
Oh yes.
And we are praying that this year,
yes,
you will not die.
Amen.
None of you, you will not even be hospitalized.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
Oh, oh yes.
Oh yeah.
I believe it.
Oh yeah. Even me, the devil, I've not been hospitalized the whole of 2023. I don't even think I've gone to the hospital in 2023. Yesterday, the devil wanted to send me to the hospital. Yeah. Even people were suggesting to me, go to the hospital. I said, I will not go to the hospital. Today, I'm standing here.
Oh, yes.
I'm standing here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And even in 2024,
yes,
our money is not for the hospital.
Yes.
No, none of you will be hospitalized.
Oh yes.
Lift up your hands, say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Spirit of death.
Spirit of death.
Spirit of sickness.
Spirit of sickness.
Spirit of disease.
Spirit of disease.
You are not welcome in my camp.
You are not welcome in my
family.
In
2024, I put a hedge around my family. Around my church, none of my church members will be hospitalized. None of my family members will be hospitalized. We shall not bury anybody in this church. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of disease. I bind the spirit of sickness. I bind the spirit of death. As I clap my hand, I command that spirit, leave, go. In the name of Jesus. Shabalada bakapala mandala ba. Reba da bala bakapala mandala ba. 2024. We shall not be hospitalized. We shall not be killed. We shall not die. We shall live.
We shall live.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I speak life.
Amen.
Into your organs.
Amen.
Into your mind.
Amen.
Into your body.
Amen.
2023.
Oh yes.
Is gone.
Yes.
And 2024.
Yes.
The year of active faith.
Yes.
Is here with us.
Amen.
You shall see the end of this year.
Amen.
You shall dance.
Amen.
Just as you have started the year dancing.
Oh yes.
You shall also end this year dancing.
Amen.
Receive that blessing over your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, those who are taking this word serious, in the next 3 months,
Professor,
and I hear 3 and 6,
Professor,
in the next 3 and 6 months,
Professor,
there will be tangible evidence.
Amen.
That this year,
yes,
is our year of active faith.
Amen.
If you believe it, clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise.
Yes.
Welcome to 2024.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if you're here and you're not born again, every eye closed, every head bowed. I'll continue my sermon, my whatever, my teachings from next Sunday. Everybody quiet. Everybody stand up, stand up. Don't sit down. I said stand up. All right. And be quiet. If you are here, I need some silence at the upper deck. I don't know whether it's children or grown-ups. Everybody calm down. Every eye closed. Every head bowed. The presence of God is here. If you are here and you are not born again and you are saying, I don't want to start 2024 without Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. That's the first step of faith. The Bible says that we believe in our heart, we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that is how we are saved. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I will count to three. At the count of three, you stretch your hand up. I'm going to see it and I'll pray for you. And today, you'll be born again. And your life will never be the same again. Whether you are at the balcony, whether you are down here, whether you are behind the balcony, I want you to give your life to Jesus today. At the count of three, stretch your hand up. I'm going to pray for you. And you'll start 2024 with Christ as your Lord and Savior. In 1, 2, 3, you're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. Lift up your hand. If you're lifting your hand, come to me. Come to me. I want to pray for you. Come to me if you're lifting your hand. You're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. Come, 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 come. All of you, walk all the way to me. You're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. If you're at the balcony, I'm waiting for you. Come, you're not clapping well for them. I need some pastors to come and stand behind them. You're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come, 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 come. Clap for them as they come. Clap. All over the place, they're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. Please, can you help them to create another line? I need people who are using their brains to help me, please. People with some brains to help me. You're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. Come, come, come. I'm waiting for them. Children, men, women, all of you, come. You're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. Yes. Don't stop clapping for them. You're saying, I'm not going to 2024 without Jesus. Come to me. Even children, let them come to me. I'm waiting for them. I'm waiting for them. You can't stop clapping. There is joy in heaven. You're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. Don't compete with me. Just sing quietly. And play drums like. Alright? Anybody who's saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. They're coming. After this, we are going to go and celebrate them with fireworks. We have fireworks. Somebody is saying, wana our ataki to malize you wana fireworks. Shindwe. Kwani wewe ndio ulitununulia. I want these guys. Oh, come on, somebody. Give Jesus a shout of praise. Now, there is somebody here, something is telling you, go. Go. Go and give your life to Jesus. And something else is telling you, stay. Don't go. What will they think about you? That second voice is Satan, and I bind him. Some of you, by giving your life to Christ, it will be the beginning of a great change in your life. So I'm giving you final, last opportunity to come. We are clapping for these people. You're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. Jump out of your seat and come. Whether you are the balcony, wherever you are, come to me now. I'm giving you a final call. Final. At the back, wherever you are, it doesn't matter. Come to me now. Yes. Come. You are a backslider. Come. You used to be saved, but you are not saved. I'm also calling you. Come now. You are backslidden. I'm calling you now. Come. Yeah. Come, come, come.
And I surrender.
They're still coming. I don't know why you are tired of clapping. Now, Father, thank you. Some people here are backsliders. You used to be saved, but along the way you left Jesus. Jesus is also calling you. Look at my hand. Jesus is saying, come. Come back. Come back to me. If you're the one, run to me now. Run. I don't want you to walk. I want you to run. Run to me because I don't have time. You're a backslider. You are backslidden. And God is saying, I want to come back. I want you to come back. Come back. Come back. You are backslidden. Some of you just backslid last week. Look at them. They are coming. Please. Clap for them as they come. Backsliders. Jesus is calling you now. Amen. Come, come, come. I'm waiting.
Waweza, waweza, waweza Mokozi, waweza mambo yose, wewe mwaminifu, oh waweza.
To pray for these guys, all of us, close your eyes. Today, this is the best decision of your life. It is a beginning of a great change, and your life will never be the same again. Oh yes, oh yes, they are still coming. Now, can you help them pray this prayer? I want you to repeat this prayer after me, everybody, with your hand on your chest. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
thank you.
For dying for me.
Today.
Today.
I surrender my life.
I surrender my life.
I surrender my heart.
I surrender my heart.
To you.
To you.
To you, Jesus.
To you, Jesus.
To be my Lord.
To be my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Write my name.
Write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
All my sins.
Of all my sins,
of all my wicked ways,
please forgive me.
Oh Lord,
write my name
in the book of life.
My name is,
say your name,
My name is Jimmy Masharia. Write this name in the book of life.
From today,
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
I will serve Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now I want you to stretch your finger like this to Satan. Tell Satan,
Satan, Lift your one finger like this and say, Satan,
Satan,
I will never serve you again.
I will never serve you again.
From today, leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
I will serve Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
I will live for Jesus.
I will live for Jesus.
From today,
I belong to Jesus.
I am born again.
I am a child of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Clap your hands for Jesus. Wow.
Now listen, this is what you're going to do after fireworks. We are going to have 5 minutes with you. Mnanisikia? Dakika ngapi? Tano. If you have said what you have said, ukiwa hapa mbele, you mean it. You have given your life to Jesus. I want you to come back here in this sanctuary. All right? On that corner. That corner. Mnaniangalia? Eh? Ile corner. Somebody will be waiting for you. She's called Pastor Caro. She'll be waiting to talk to you for 5 minutes. Sawa sawa? After this. Sawa sawa? So your life will never be the same again.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, my life will never be the same again.
Say,
I'm new.
I'm
changed.
I
will never be the same again.
Tell
your neighbor, this is my year
of active faith.
Amen. Go back to your seats. God bless you. Come on, let's celebrate them as they go back to their seats. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you for listening to this message. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to be among the first to receive these life-nourishing teachings every single day. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind.